Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy, back with a new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your director's commentary track to all the content I produce daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 111, and the title of today's sticky is Why Way. The note reads, "Be curious about why you do the things you do and the way that you do them." Here's the story behind this sticky. There are many things that you do on automatic pilot. It's a habit. It's just the way you've always done it. You don't question it. You don't think about it. But maybe you should. Just because you've always done it that way, or that's the way it was taught to you, doesn't always mean it's the best way, or the most efficient, or better for the environment, or better for your family. Once you ask and answer why you do the things you do, it's time to review the way you do them. If you don't have a good answer to the why, it's doubtful you'll have a great reasoning behind the way you do things. Because if you didn't know why you were doing them, why should you care about the way you do them? If you question the why, then question the way. Even if you have a very good why, it's okay to review your way. It's possible the way you originally learned to do the task needs to evolve. There may be more tools available to you now. The technology may have improved. Or perhaps there is even a more efficient, automated means to accomplish the task. What if you review your why and way and they're perfectly fine? Well, that's great news. Don't think that the time you spent reevaluating your why and your way were wasted. Think of it as confirming that your way and your why are still wise and worthy. And then schedule a date to review them again, 6 months or a year from now. Socrates said, "The unexamined life is not worth living." I say the unexamined why and the unexamined way may simply not be worth your while, and that you owe it to yourself to see to it that your whys and your ways are aligned with the current technology and your current goals. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free daily alert every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll receive a daily email alert that includes a copy of the Big Yellow Sticky graphic, which is drawn by me by hand using a Sharpie marker, written on a 3x3 yellow post-it note, and published for the world to see. The email will also include a link to the audio episode of That Sticky Note. This year, I've been recording a new audio track to go with each of the sticky notes that are posted, and it's where I get to expand on some of the concepts that I share on the sticky note and give you the story behind the sticky, just like the one you heard in this episode. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new sticky note and a brand new story, and I hope you'll be here to hear it.